Hi guys, my name is Favolema and welcome to our third episode of Talk That Talk. And I'm here with a lot of guest speakers. Their names are Oyin, Victor, and Adonis. They are here to talk about feminism and Nigerian culture. I'm going to be throwing a lot of questions to them. I'm going to be asking them things, what they think about feminism and their stand about it. And I would also love for you guys to drop your comments on the website, because you can now log in and put your comments in and tell me what you think. And also, if you want to feature on one of our podcasts, you can also tell me so we can have a one-on-one talk too. Yeah, so this is our third episode, and our second episode has been out since, but you can go online and just get a take and listen to it and give your feedbacks too. It's going to be coming out in, it's going to be a series, and we're going to be talking about it in five different sections. I'm breaking it down to five different podcasts, so you guys can, you know, it's because of the length of it, and you know, most it's going to be very indulging. Yeah. So now let me start with Oyin. Say hi.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Yeah, I can see that you're excited because we've all been having so much arguments before it all started. Everybody has been arguing before the first. It's not easy controlling you guys, right?
At all.
you are fully ready for this man.
Very, very.
Yeah, so it's I think it's two we ladies, two feminists against two men. Who says they are not patriarchist and they are not misogynistic? So let me start with feminism. What is feminism? I think feminism is the belief in the social and economic and political equality of sexes. Although largely it is generated in the West, but now it is a nationwide thing. And we all know that we are all feminists. A lot of people on Twitter are feminists. A lot of people in the real world are feminists. A lot of people say they are feminists and denounce themselves as being feminists. You know, Jesus said that if you put your hand on the flower, you look back, you are not fit for the kingdom. So I feel if you say you're a feminist and then you look back, you're not fit. You've got a feminist. So let me introduce the second guest speaker here. Victor. Can you please say hi?
Hello.
Yeah.
So, I'm Victor.
Yes. So tell us, how do you feel about all this?
My major problem here is that I feel like it's an attention-driven concept. Like, why women always looking for attention?
Okay, so...
Like, men don't have any... Is it masculinity or whatever we call ourselves? Like, even if there is such a concept, you don't hear about it. Why are women always looking for something to say that somebody is fighting them, somebody needs to speak up for them? Why are you always looking for something to say about themselves? Like, I don't even know. For me, it's a concept that doesn't even have bearing. Like, you're just fighting for nothing.
Okay.
And it has side effects. Let me just say more. I'll just keep quiet.
Yeah.
What is time?
So, Adonis, I want you to introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Adonis, and I'm going to be coming from a very diplomatic angle to this stuff. I really feel like you can't talk about feminism and not dwell on perspective. Now, if you say you're a feminist, perspective has to come into play. Are you really a feminist, or you just want to, you know, belong to something that is like more than what you are or something? You know, most ladies don't even understand the real concept of what feminism is all about. They just feel like there's something, hey, let's jump on the bandwagon. Like, they are not really educated in themselves. They don't really know what it actually takes to be a feminist.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I think you agree with
him.
You agree with him
agree
on that,
him,
yeah.
Yes.
So I think that's the misconception a lot of people give on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because I see a lot of people fighting and saying a feminist. I think there was one that tried lately that we should not cook. Who should cook at home? A man or a woman should cook?
Yeah, I saw that too.
I'm a human being. Thank you.
Whoever can cook, if you have the skill,
definitely.
Do it. If you love cooking, it won't look like a chore to you.
Okay.
If you can do it.
So, I want to ask now, like, how has feminism been abused? Yeah. So what can you
ask? I think I'll start with criticizing we women before we land on the men. So, we have a lot of ladies that do not know anything about feminism. They just come and see, oh, there's a certain circle of women that call themselves feminist and they're striving for certain rights. So, I'm also a feminist.
Turn it to him in that. But that is what he wants now.
Zadie will
pay 10.5 million. Oh, my brush, just touch my head.
Madi, if I say I'll do, just rub head. 10.5 million.
Yeah, so this brings us to the end of the podcast session. I'm sure you guys enjoyed and you had fun. Please don't forget to share, like, comment, go log in and sign into www.favorlema.com. And also, if you also have questions for me and you want them to answer you, so just don't forget to also post your questions too. I'm going to kindly want to thank my host again for this beautiful session. Oyi, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It was fun being part of this.
Yes, yeah. Victor.
Thank you, I'm greatly obliged.
Yeah, and Adonis.
Who's your daddy?
Yeah, it was really fun. I really enjoyed this session with you guys. I'm very, very happy. I hope we also have time to do, you know, more, and we are all chance like this again.
Amen.
But really, thank you very much. Please don't forget to like, share, comment. God bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye.